message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
Don't take it for granted. I want to appreciate God for this great privilege to stand before God's people. And I want to appreciate our senior pastor, my father in the Lord, for giving me this privilege. Not all pastors give their wives this kind of opportunity, but I want to appreciate God for giving me, and I want to appreciate Him for giving me this privilege. Sir, the Lord will bless you greatly in the name of Jesus. The Lord will use you more and more in the name of Jesus. Quickly tonight, is power for signs and wonders via the fear of God. Via the fear of God. We have dealt a whole lot in the first and second day on signs and wonders. What it is to be sign, what is wonder. I'm not going to dwell on that. But I'm just going to go straight to how to assess the signs and wonders via the fear of God. Ecclesiastes chapter 12 verse 13. Ecclesiastes chapter 12 verse 13. It says, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep His commandments. For this is the whole duty. Did your version say this is the small duty? Did it say this is the part duty? It says this is the whole duty of man. Verse 14. For God shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. Hallelujah. The fear of God. One thing that will make you to access signs and wonders speedily this year. One thing that will make you a remarkable person this year. That will make you notable this year is what? The fear of God. We are in a generation whereby the whole, you know, there's bankruptcy of the fear of God. You will hear people say, Christian, I'm a Christian, I'm a born again Christian. And yet, involved in some things that you just can't believe. I used to know a guy many years ago. He stole. In fact, he said he was a pastor in a very notable church. If I mention the name of the ministry, we all know it. Very one of the top big churches in Nigeria. In fact, the whole world said he was, I can't even remember. I think either a pastor or a minister there. And this guy steals like a life it is. And then you are still... There was a day I picked up my phone. He called me and I said, he said, God bless you, man. That, when, time when he called you, he said, God bless you. God bless you, man. God bless you, sir. Because I was so irritated in me. I said, please, don't tell me God bless you again. Not from your mouth. Because I was so irritated. Hallelujah. We are in a generation whereby there's so much bankruptcy of the fear of God. Sometimes you'll be wondering, this sister, this brother has been praying to God since January. In fact, he practically sleeps in church. In fact, he wears turtleneck to down. Yet, God is not doing. It's not as if God is not doing. Some people just choose to call God a liar in their lives. Why? Because they lack the fear of God. The fear of God in man brings so much, turns around. Brethren, if God can open our eyes to see some of the secret things some people do, you might have to take it. You might run, honestly. But that verse 14 that we just read in Ecclesiastes chapter 12 that we just read, it says what? God shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing. Whatever you do in the secret that you think is secret, nobody sees you. You have forgotten that if you look left, look right, yes, nobody can see you. But have you forgotten to look up? Because that person is seeing you clearly. The fear of God. And what is the fear of God? Number one, it is the hatred of evil and all forms of wickedness. Proverbs chapter 8 verse 13. The Bible says the fear of the Lord is to hate evil, pride and arrogance. And the evil way and the froward mouth do I hate. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil. What is the fear of the Lord? Hate evil. A man that hates evil has the fear of the Lord. The fear of the Lord cannot be defined further other than depart from what? Anything called evil. Those who fear God are allergic to evil. They are very, very allergic. They are impatient with evil. Where a man fears God, when you talk of the fear of God is when a man runs away from anything that you call evil. When you see a man that is involved in another woman's, in another person's wife, interested in another person's wife, He calls himself a born-again Christian. That person lacks the fear of God. If you say you have the fear of God in you, you won't involve yourself in immoral, sexual immoralities as a young lady or as a young guy. You won't. Why? Because you fear God. Nobody will be there to see you. If you fear God as a student, you won't cheat in the exam hall. If you fear God in your place of work, yes, maybe you are in charge to buy, you buy equipment, you buy gadgets, you buy chemicals in your organization. You are in charge. And because you normally wear collar to the office, everybody assumes that. They even call you a pastor. And you are able to, normally you buy something at 15,000, but the office feels that you buy it at 17,000. The remaining 2,000, as small as it is, you begin to pocket. You don't have the fear of God. The fear of God is all round, such that what in whatever you do, no matter how small, the fear of God is if you have the fear of God and you have business with a person, to the last naira or kobo, you won't cheat that person. Why? Because you have the fear of God. The fear of God, what is the fear of God? Is when you are not involved in speaking evil about another person. Some people, do you know that some people kill, yes, with physical guns. But some people kill with what? Mouths. Some mouths are, in fact, they are sharper than AK-47. You see a fellow Christian, you backstab, you speak ill of that person. You speak ill. That person may not be there. But this year, if you have been involved in such in 2018, let it go with 2018. 2019, if somebody comes to you and say, hey, you know, when somebody brings any issue or matter of any matter to you that they cannot boldly say in front of the owner of that matter, tell the person to keep quiet. Because the more you listen, you lack the fear of God as well. The fear of God is when they speak ill of somebody and you are not comfortable. Please, can we change the topic? That's the fear of God. That makes that person will not bring that thing, will not bring that kind of issue again to you next time. The fear of God is you sit down, somebody is criticizing your church, and you are so comfortable. See the pastor say, he say, see the way he's dancing. I mean, better pastors should be discharging. He's just dancing like a. And you sit down, you hear, you lack the fear of God. The fear of God is all manner of evil. Depart from it. No matter how small, no matter how big, every form, the tiniest bit of evil, depart from it. That's the fear of God. What is the fear of God? It's departure from evil. And I pray the Lord will help us in the name of Jesus. Number two, what is the fear of God? Fear of God is existing with conscience that is awake and alive. Existing with conscience that is awake and alive. Many people have conscience, but the question is that conscience awake and alive? You know, the inward witness is the surest sign of Christianity. The inward witness, when you steal somebody's Bible, or you steal somebody's money, and something inside of you does not prick you, Kai, watch it. That person is going straight for damnation. But when something still checks you, or probably you wear clothes in the morning, and something, you know in your heart that your cleavage is exposed, your down part is under pressure, you cannot bend, you cannot turn to the side, and something does not prick you, that because of you, you now tell yourself, I've got a figure. I've got to flaunt it. Praise the Lord. It's bankruptcy of the fear of God. Hallelujah. When you have conscience and it pricks you, then no. If somebody does something wrong and something still tells you that what you did is wrong, you are still on the right track. Because that's what is, it's a check for you that thing is still there. But when you keep on doing it until that thing does no longer tell you that what you did is wrong, then that person is heading for damnation. I pray none of us will head for damnation in the name of Jesus. Number three, what is the fear of God? It is the existence of reverence for God. To revere God. What is the fear of God? Fear of God is to revere God. Anything that has to do with God, you so much revere it. You love God, you fear God. You cannot say you fear God and you don't love his house. You can't say you fear God and don't love his house or don't love his work. David was a king. He was not a pastor. He was a king. Yet, Bible recorded that he prayed 3 times a day. He praises 7 times a day. This was a king that had a whole lot of subjects under him. Yet he still made that up. He loved the things of God. If you read your Bible very well, David had so much fear for God that he couldn't build for God. Nobody had ever built a temple for God before, but he imagined it. And he told God, Lord, I want to build. God said, don't build. Oh, your hands are soaked with too much blood. He said, okay, if you don't want me to build, no problem, but I will still give. He still gave. That's the fear. If you say you have the fear of God, you must revere God, love the things of God. This year, or perhaps last year, you come to church often. Sometimes when you feel this, you don't feel like coming to church. But this year, go all out. Go all out. The fear of some people that work in government offices or some individual parastatals like that. Can you wake up one morning and say, I don't feel like going to work. I just don't feel like. And they call you from work. What happened? You didn't see you at work. Well, I just didn't feel like going to work today. No problem. The following day, you don't feel like. By month end, they won't feel like paying you. In fact, immediately they will have deleted. They will feel like deleting your name from their payroll straight. Why? The fear of yours, of you not collecting query puts you on the job. Yes or no? Why can't the fear of God? God pays you better than any other person. When the fear of God is in you, he keeps you running as a Christian. Quickly, what are the examples of some people that access signs and wonders via the fear of God? Number one, Joseph. Joseph was a man. He was tempted. All manner of temptations. Ask me how many. The one I know, his Ogar's wife wanted to sleep with him. For nothing. Excuse me. For he would have gotten a whole lot. Do you know what it takes or what it means to be a Ogar Madam's boy? It's not easy. He would have had a fat account. Yeah. Probably we have access to the best of cars, best of perfumes. His family, wherever they may be, he will be sending cash, good money to them. And all he needs to do is service Oga Madam. Praise the Lord. But you know something? He said, I fear God. I fear God. I cannot do this thing. Not against his boss. Against my God. The fear of God in him made him to be to what? Become a wonder. How was he a wonder? He was sent to prison for what he knew not, yes. But when he came forth, when God was done with him, he became the prime minister of Egypt. Hello? No campaign, no election. Unopposed, he entered Baga. In fact, to shock you, he was a foreigner. Have you ever seen an Igbo become a governor in Kwara State? That was the same for Joseph. Because he's not from that place. All of a sudden, he became a foreigner, in fact, ex-convict. Yes. Christ convict in Nigeria, are they entitled to be voted for? No. In all ways. But that was a wonder. It was a wonder because it wasn't normal. There was no record of him even going to school. The Bible didn't record it. So which knowledge, which how will he govern a whole place? Egypt, as powerful as Egypt can be. Brethren, what brought him there was the fear of God. Fear of God. Number two, another good example was Job. This was a man in Job. The Bible says he was a man that eschewed evil. He was the greatest man in the East. In the East. I don't know if it is Eastern Nigeria. Kekwano. How many Igbos are in the house? Hallelujah. Some of you are not Igbo. Praise the Lord. He was the greatest man. Why? Because he feared God. The fear of the Lord makes you a wonder. But the truth of the matter is many of us can... Only us can answer the question in our hearts, do you truly fear God? When some issues, some instances are placed before you, which do you prefer? Many times some people want to do some things quick and then dampen, they forget about Christianity at that time just because they want to get rich quick. Hallelujah. But I pray the Lord will help us all in Jesus' name. Quickly, what are the benefits of the fear of God? Benefits of the fear of God. Number one, wisdom. Job 28:28. Wisdom. Job 28:28. And unto man, he said, behold, the fear of the Lord, that is wisdom. And to depart from evil is understanding. The fear of the Lord is wisdom. If you must be wise, fear God. Joseph was a good example. Hello? He gave interpretations to dreams. There was no way whether he went to the school of dreamology or he read dreamology as a course. No. All the people that could interpret dreams in the land failed woefully. They failed woefully. But this man was brought forth via what? The wisdom he had. That wisdom didn't just land there. It came because he feared God. Hallelujah. Proverbs chapter 9 verse 10. He says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. The fear of the Lord, Proverbs 9:10, is the beginning of wisdom. Psalm 111 verse 10 also says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. The fear of the Lord, Psalm 111 verse 10. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all they that do his commandments. His praise endureth forever. Sometimes to cut corners seems easy to access wealth. Yeah? To cut corners seems easy. But you know something? Every wealth gotten in an unjust manner flies away. Praise the Lord. But the fear of the Lord is what gives you access to so much wisdom. When you have that wisdom, it releases unto you great blessings. It makes you a wonder unto many. And I tell you something, diverse wisdom. If you need wisdom academically, it's available in the fear of the Lord. Just fear God. Do what they are supposed to do. Cheating does not make you a star or a scholar. No. Blessings. Any kind of marital wisdom is involved in the fear. Fear God. When you fear God, God gives you unusual access to wisdom. Wisdom that you can't fathom. And then number two, satisfaction. Benefits of the fear of God. What do you gain because you fear God? Number two is satisfaction. Proverbs chapter 19, verse 23. Proverbs chapter 19, verse 23. I read, the fear of the Lord tendeth to life. He that hath it shall abide satisfied. He that hath the fear of the Lord shall abide what? Satisfied. So fear God is to be satisfied. You cannot die in frustration if you fear God. Psalm 84 verse 11 says, no good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. No good thing. That means you will be satisfied. If you desire food, he will satisfy you. You desire relationships, the best of the men. You desire a lady, the best of the ladies, he will give to you. No good thing, the best of jobs. Just do what? Fear God. No good. If you are challenged in any area, use that scripture to pray. Bible says no good thing. Do you know that for you to be able to pray with that scripture, that means you are actually standing right with God. It says no good thing will you withhold. Lord, remember your word. And he honors his word more than his name. He says no good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. God is ever faithful to his commandments. He is ever faithful to his promise. If truly you are walking in the fear of the Lord, he will satisfy you. He will satisfy you. Enjoy so much. And I pray for you and I, this year we will be satisfied. This year we will be satisfied with good things, good children, good marriage, good blessings, good health in the name of Jesus. Psalm 145 verse 19. It says, he will fulfill the desires of them that fear him. He will fulfill the desires of them that fear him. Psalm 84 verse 11, we have already read that. But quickly I want to open in Psalm 15 verse 1 to 5. Who goes up to the tabernacle of the Lord? Lord, who shall abide in thy tabernacle? Who shall dwell in thy holy hill? Quickly the next verse. He that walketh uprightly and walketh righteousness and speaketh the truth in his heart. Quickly, let's jump to verse 5. He that putteth not out his money to usury, nor taketh reward against the innocent, he that doeth these things shall never be moved. Never be moved is what? To stand gidigba. To stand gidigba is what? To enjoy stability. That means satisfaction. Hallelujah. Psalm 1 verse 1 to 3. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of the sinner, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord. What happens to this man in verse 3? He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. Hallelujah. To be planted by the rivers of water in this 2019 is to fear God. Fear God, brethren, and you'll be satisfied. Enough of us calling God, making God look like a liar in our lives. If truly you serve God, God is ever true to his word. All you need to do is fear God and he will prove himself in your life. Hallelujah. Tell your neighbor, fear God. Fear God. God is not a liar. He's not a liar. If truly you fear him, if he's remaining quarter to shame, he will show up. He will show up. He will show up. He showed up in the life of Joseph. He showed up. God, if he's remaining small for you to be put to shame, the Lord will show up. Why? Because all you need to do is remind him of his word. No good thing will you withhold from them that walk uprightly. And if you walk uprightly in that condition, definitely he will show up in your life. Brethren, the Lord will show up in your life this year. In the name of Jesus. Number three, benefits of the fear of God. Deliverance from evil. Deliverance from evil. Proverbs chapter 19, verse 23. I read it earlier. I said, the fear of the Lord tendeth to life, and he that hath it shall abide satisfied. The latter phrase says, he shall not be visited with what? With evil. To fear God is to do what? Is to be separated from evil. To fear God is... 2019 is a brand new year. But if you must be separated from the evils of this year, I tell you, fear God. God preserves his own. God preserves his own. Genesis chapter 18, verse 23 to 33. There's a story of somebody there where God wanted to destroy an entire city of Sodom and Gomorrah. And alas, what happened? Abraham kept negotiating. Quickly, can we, if you can read, but I can't read all because of my time. Abraham drew near and said, will thou also destroy the righteous with the wicked? He was asking God. Quickly, can you help me, media? Peradventure, there be 50. That's God. Even if there are 50 within the city, will thou also destroy and not spare the place that be far from thee to do after this manner? To slay the righteous with the wicked, that means God does cannot kill it with the entire city of Sodom. He said even if there are 50, he can't kill. If you go further, verse 26, let's jump. And Abraham and the Lord said, if I find in Sodom 50 righteous within the city, then I will spare all the place for their sake. The next verse, if you keep reading, you can get home and read. Abraham kept negotiating. He said, okay, what if it is 45? God said, I won't destroy. Okay, what if it is 30? I won't destroy. How about 20? 10? Till he got to 10. And that was the end. In other words, God preserves. That means, because of the righteous, because of those that fear God in a place, many times, even the wicked are preserved. Yeah? That means, if God had found 50 people that were righteous in Sodom, perhaps he wouldn't have destroyed the place. Hallelujah. You need to abstain from every form of evil this year. Fear God, more importantly. The more you fear God, God preserves you from evil. God's servant shared with us, and he has been sharing it, that testimony. There was a time himself and two people traveled from Lagos, and in the dead of the night they came. They didn't know that the car was sprayed with bullets. The following day, I wanted to take the car myself to drive, and then I looked and I counted it. There were 7 bullets. Bullet hole. So much. Brethren, that could have only been God. You don't need more than one bullet. In fact, for some people, half. The thing just pierced small, and then they are gone. But he was 7 bullet holes in one car, and not to shock you, they didn't know. It was, I told him, I said, sir, what happened to the car? Come and see you. He said, what? He said, oh, they actually told them to stop, but he told them, he instructed the person driving not to stop. They moved. He felt something like sand at the back. He did not know that, because, hallelujah. But I believe God intentionally left those bullet holes there so that he can see the following day and know that God had preserved him. Brethren, God has a way of preserving his own. You are not wasteable when you fear God. You cannot be wasteable. What kills others can't take you away if you fear God. The fear of God preserves a man. No, you can't. I heard the testimony of a person. A life story. She was kidnapped. And a young lady, when she got to their shrine, some things happened. And then all the people that were before her, they told them to place their hands on the god of the shrine. And immediately they placed their hands on the god, they became, they were not conscious anymore. And that was it. And then they go slaughter them. So that was, she watched everything like that. When it got to her turn, she knew, she said, I cannot serve God and come to this idol shrine and be fearful. She stood there and said, no, I know the God I serve. They said the priest of that place smiled and said, forget the God you serve. Just put your hand inside. Put your hand on that thing. She said, if I put my hand on that thing, this entire shrine goes down. She did it. And the entire shrine was on. Thunder rose up. This is not Nollywood. It's true life story. Brethren, God preserves his own. But God can only show up for you if truly you fear God. You fear Him genuinely. The fear of God. Is even last year, Pastor also shared another testimony. Somebody drove him, slept off while driving, and ran under a trailer. Bam. You don't need to. Some people just head-on collision with ordinary small car. I have seen in 2018, somebody had an accident. They brought the man out. He had no scratch, but he never woke up. Some said internal injury. Some said shock. Whatever it may be, the truth of the matter is, he went through something more. But God preserved it. Preserved him. This is real. The fear of God preserves, shields you from evil. This year, fear God more. And I tell you, no evil, the tiniest bit of evil 2019 has to offer will not be for you. In the name of Jesus. I said the tiniest bit of evil this year has to offer will not be for you. Psalm 33 verse 18 says, behold, Psalm 33 verse 18, behold, the eye of the Lord is upon them that fear him. The eye of the Lord is upon them that fear him. The fear of the Lord makes you preserved. And in Proverbs chapter 10 verse 27 says, the fear of the Lord prolongeth days. It prolongs your days. It moves evil away from you. You know, I was studying a place in Luke chapter 4. Quickly. Luke chapter 4 verse 28. I'll just paraphrase Luke chapter 4 verse 28. There was a story, if you go back home, we can read. Something happened there to Jesus. Jesus was in the synagogue earlier in that chapter. He was preaching, discharging the word. No, he read the scripture and then he was giving them some revelation. They got offended. And something happened. Verse 28, let's all read together. No, let's go back. Sorry. Can we all read together? It's a very interesting story. And all day in the synagogue, when they heard these things, the things they heard were the things Jesus said. They were filled with wrath, verse 29, and rose up and thrust him out of the city. That was Jesus. They led him onto the brow of the hill wherein their city was built. That is, they took him to the top of the hill. Their plan was to do what? To throw him headlong. Headlong means to throw his head down. But something happened in verse 30, quickly. But he, somebody say he, passing through the midst of them, who are they them? The people that hated him. I don't know how it looks like, but for somebody to pull you like this, they drew him to the place. In other words, there was no way of escape. Their plan was to push him headlong. I'm sure they had his neck targeted to be pushed down. But alas, something happened in the last verse, verse 30. It says, he escaped. Passing through the midst of them. That means God made a way for him, even where in the midst of his enemies. That's what happens to you when you fear God. When it looks like it's all over, in the midst of his enemies, God made a way. And I'm sure they may have not seen him when he was passing. But the truth of the matter is, he passed. This year you will pass from evil. This year you will pass. Every door of evil. When your enemies gather, this year you will pass. What will amount to that is do what? Fear God. Fear God. And God will not leave his own to be put to shame. 4. My time is fast spent. Number 4. Benefits of fear of God. It facilitates remembrance. In Malachi chapter 3 verse 17 to 18. Malachi 3. Can we quickly? Malachi 3. And they shall be mine, saith the Lord of hosts, in that day when I make up my jewels, and I will spare them as a man spared his own son that served him. Verse 18. Then shall ye return and descend. Somebody say descend. Between the righteous and the wicked. Between him that serveth God and him that serveth not. God always makes a clear mark. Pastor Wale said something. He said, I'm me. When you serve God, there is a mark on you. You are preserved. He brings you out. He facilitates remembrance. He separates you. God created a separation between the Egyptians and the Israelites when he wanted to set the children, sell the Israelites free. Yes or no? He did. There was darkness in Egypt. That same Egypt. But in where the Israelites were, there was no darkness. There was light. That was a sign. That was a clear distinction. This year, the Lord will make a clear distinction between you and others. Between you and the wicked. That they may know. God, you know something? I'm always proud of my God. Because God is always eager to show his bigness. My God is big. And I'm not shy to say it. And he's always eager to show how big. Because you know why? God could have rescued the Israelites easily. He could have, all he needed to do is put all the Pharaoh and his men to sleep and tell the Israelites to leave. But he just wanted to show his bigness. He made Pharaoh to harden his heart so that generations in Odinowo will keep telling the story of how big God is. Brethren, God will do some wondrous things in your life this year that will bring a mark in your life. And men will know that truly you serve God. So shall it be in the name of Jesus. Number 5, divine revelation and secrets. What does fear of God do to you? It brings divine revelation and secrets. Psalm 25 verse 14. The secrets of the Lord, the Bible says, is with them that fear him. And he will show them his covenant. God won't hide his plan from you. God did not hide his plan from Abraham. When he wanted to go and destroy Sodom. Abraham had no business there. Except that Lot was there. But God revealed it to Abraham. Why? Because Abraham was a man that feared God. God is ready to reveal secrets to you. But Bible says the secret things of this are revealed unto them that do what? Fear God. Sometimes when somebody tells you that, or when somebody has access to some revelations, and I don't mean familiar spiritual, there are two different things. Some people will tell you, you are riding a red car. If you don't have the Spirit of the Lord in you, there are two different things. Some devils and demonic agents have access to, they know some things. We call this familiar spirit. And some Christians are so gullible. They will put all their money there and say, just tell me what my future holds. Hello, what does the future hold? Your future hold is in the Bible. You are only paying foolishness. We call it foolishness fee. You are paying. May you not pay such this year. Hallelujah. The Lord will help us. You know something? In 2 Kings chapter 6, verse 8 to 12, there was a story of Elisha. Elisha revealed the things that was happening in Syria. He revealed it to the king of Israel. And the king of Syria was so terrified. He said he thought there's an enemy within. There's no enemy within. They had to tell him, oh king, there's no enemy within. It is that Elisha, let's quickly read it. My time is fast spent, but I can still read. And then the king of Syria warred against Israel and took counsel with his servant, saying, in such and such a place shall be my camp. That's the king of Israel. In Syria. And the man of God sent unto the king of Israel saying, beware, don't pass this place. So the Syrians are coming there. It's just like planning to go to war. And then the man of God, senior pastor Victor Kuforoji, tells Ahmed, Abdul Fatah Ahmed, and says, sir, don't let us camp in Omuaro. Let's go through Lagos straight. And then if he's wise enough to hack into that, something happens. He finds out that all the plans of the enemy that were against them. But please don't take that verse away. Don't take it away. Let's read further. And the king of Israel sent to the place which the man of God told him and warned him of and saved himself there. Not once, nor twice. Therefore, the heart of the king of Syria was so troubled. Oh, Bogbe. Your enemies this year, they are all come with Bogbe. Their hands will be troubled. Because of the kind of revelation you will enjoy. Brethren, when a man enjoys revelation, you won't put your money in the wrong business. Yeah. You won't marry the wrong girl. You won't marry the wrong man. You won't do business with the wrong person. You won't rent a wrong apartment. Why? Because of divine revelation. Divine revelation preserves. When you are able to have access, this year, you will enjoy revelation. This year, you will enjoy so much revelation and secrets. But that can only be obtainable when you do what? Fear God, my brethren. Tell them about fear God. It works. Sometimes God's servant, there was not once, not twice. He would just say, I had a revelation. Something is not just right. Something is not just right. You know, sometimes there's an advantage and disadvantage when you are privileged to be married to a pastor. There was a particular day. I wasn't happy in my heart. I can't remember what happened. I wasn't just happy. So I was faking it. He just walked up to me and said, he looked at me. He gave me the precise date. He said, what's wrong with it? I said, nothing. What's wrong with you? I said, nothing. I'm okay. He said, no. Sunday afternoon, you just became, and that was, I think it was a Tuesday or Wednesday. And I said, yeah, there's no secret again.
He told me the exact date. No, no, I wasn't moody. He said, there's something, I can see that there's something wrong with you. In other words, he had access. He was able to see further than I could see. Brethren, when you dwell more with God, when you fear God, God finds it easy to release some things to you. He finds it easy to release. He won't hide things. He couldn't hide it from Abraham because he regarded Abraham as a friend. This year, you will enjoy revelational secrets. This year, you will enjoy great secrets in the name of Jesus. And lastly, benefits of the fear of God. Mercy. Somebody say mercy. Psalm 103, verse 11. Quickly. Psalm 103, verse 11. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy. Towards who? Towards who? Let's read it. We are afraid to read it. Towards them that fear him. Verse 13, quickly. Verse 13 again. Verse 13. Like as a father pitieth his children, so does the Lord pity them that do what? Have still mercy. Verse 17. Bless ye the Lord, all ye his hosts. Oh. But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting. Upon them that do what? That do what? And his righteousness unto children's children. Know something? David enjoyed so much of this mercy. So much. God lavished him with mercy. God promised his children that are yet to come on. He said, I would ensure that somebody from you, from your loins, I would ensure that somebody from you always sits on the throne. Why? Because of so much mercy. Brethren, sometimes we do things that is enough to destroy a man. But when a man fears God, he enjoys so much mercy. May you enjoy God's mercy this year. I said, may you enjoy God's mercy this year. In all that has been said, these six benefits of the fear of the Lord. Number one, wisdom. Number two, number three, number four, number five, number six. I pray every of these benefits will not be lacking in your life. In the name of Jesus. Can we be on our feet as we begin to appreciate the Lord tonight for his word? Can we go ahead and begin to appreciate the Lord tonight for his word? Let's go ahead and appreciate him. Let's give him all the praise. Let's give him all the honor, all adoration. In Jesus'
name. Wow. I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. I appreciate you.